From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The Northeast Texas Regional Planning Group of the Texas Water Development Board met in Mount Pleasant last week. It was the last meeting for the administrative tenure of Walt Sears, whose term is coming to an end. Sears has been interviewed on this program before, and after last week's meeting, I spoke with him about alternatives to the Marvin Nichols Reservoir project. The proposed new reservoir that would go in north of Mount Pleasant would serve mainly the Dulles area, which in the Water Board's system of regions is represented by Region C. One alternative that's been suggested is raising the levels at Wright-Patman Lake. That's the big reservoir just southwest of Texarkana. Sears says that he thinks that strategy, combined with others, could serve DFW's future water demand without constructing Marvin Nichols.
That is a viable option. You can go look at Region C's plan. It is online, available to view by the public, and the water created by raising Wright-Patman would more than meet their needs for the next 50 years.
Well, what then?
Also, you can add into that water that's already available in Toledo Bend.
If raising that would satisfy the needs, then what would seem to be the objections that people would have to just using that as the option instead of constructing a brand new reservoir?
There's a lot of money made when these reservoirs are constructed. That's no secret. Contractors, engineers, the potential for development.
Sears says that raising the levels at Wright-Patman would not be a completely painless option, but given the alternatives, many people in Northeast Texas favor that over the construction of Marvin Nichols.
Getting back to Wright-Patman, would there be any negative impact in terms of environment, habitat, or any negative economic impact?
Both.
To raising
both.
The levels? Would it be another situation where we could have businesses or homes?
No,
lost?
Because they have an easement all the way up to, I don't know the exact elevation, but they have an easement up to the spillway level, so there are no residences, businesses in that floodplain.
Okay.
But there is a tremendous amount of logging that goes on in that area between Normal Pool and the easement level. So, yes, it could be. And, in fact, personally, my family would probably lose more land if Wright-Patman was raised than they would the mitigation. But to me, it's the commonsensical thing to do, even if it requires fortifying the dam.
But is the timber industry, from the logging to the processing and so forth, all the way down to retail, is the general feeling within that industry that despite the fact that it would be a setback to have Patman raised, they'd rather do that than see Marvin Nichols occur?
Yes, because far and away it's the lesser of two evils.
We'll have a little bit more from that conversation with Walt Sears of the Texas Water Development Board next week here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.